Hi, my name is Marisol Gasper Perez. Welcome to Solidcast. Today I will be interviewing this wonderful woman who I know and cherish with love for giving me support and a wonderful sunshine, my baby niece, Milagros. That is my sister, Carol Perez. She's a good mother to her daughter, Milagros, who is 17 months old, graduated from CCCS in 2014, and soon is going to go to medical field and cosmetology school. She helps me with my homework, and she is in charge sometimes with her younger siblings. Tell me about your experience in school.
I went to regular school. I went to Grand Union High School, and being there, it wasn't all about friends. It was also about bringing up my grades, and during those years, my grades went really low, so that's when I went to CCCS. I picked up my grades, and I got to meet a lot of teachers that were actually really helpful and gave me the support, and I overcame everything, and I was able to graduate on time.
Why did you choose CCCS?
My older sister, she started going to that school after she had some problems in regular school. So I would go with her to her appointments, and I would see that her teachers would work with her and care about her homework and see that if she was understanding the subject really good. So that made me have an idea in the head that if I would go to CCCS, I know that I would find the support and the help that I need to build up my grades and to learn more.
Were you really proud when you got your grades back?
Being in a family of five siblings and being one of the second to the oldest, it was a really good thing for my parents that I was bringing good grades and I was not failing in school. I was not a failure. And I know I made them proud, and to the last point that I graduated, I know I made them even more proud.
Tell me about when you found out that you were pregnant.
When I found out I was pregnant, I had already graduated from school and I was working in downtown. And I was going for college, but I wasn't able to reach there because I got pregnant. But I never found being pregnant as an obstacle to continue school or to go further in my education. I seen it as a blessing because I would never call my pregnancy something that will stop me from reaching.
How were you feeling during your pregnancy?
My feelings during my pregnancy were sometimes hard. I had a lot to think about. I didn't know who to tell, or I didn't know what to do, and I would feel nervous at the beginning because I thought I would not have my parents' support. But later on, when I told my father, I seen a whole different thing. I seen that he gave me the support, and he told me that he was gonna be there for me.
What emotion did you experience?
The emotions I experienced were wonderful. Throughout the pregnancy, I had support from all my family. I had support from my younger siblings. I loved going shopping with them, and I loved getting presents from Marisol when she would bring me little socks or clothes. She would save her money up and buy me some things, and I really cherish that a lot. Even till this day, she still does the same things. Anything, wherever she goes, she picks a little bear or something for her niece.
Tell me about your daughter's name. What does it mean, and how did you come up with it?
Milagros. During my pregnancy, at the beginning, when I was like 3 months, I had problems during my pregnancy. I had one time that I had a really bad pain, and I went to the ER, and being there, they told me that it was probably something serious because I couldn't have been that way during my pregnancy. It was either early stage miscarriage, or it was just something that was going on. So So basically, the doctors told me that I would probably end up losing her, and that was just the end of it, and just to not be carrying a lot of stuff, just to be in bed. So I, in that moment, I am a woman with faith. I started praying, and I put myself to pray, and I have faith that nothing of what they had told me was going to come true. And as my faith was going, and the days came going, and I went to go check with my OBGYN, and she told me that the baby was fine, that everything was going great, that the baby looks healthy, and that to not worry about anything, just to not be carrying anything heavy, and that the baby was doing good, and that I was gonna have a normal pregnancy. So after that, I also had an accident where I ended up falling, and I ended up hitting my back, and because I was on a hill, and I ended up slipping, and I fell on my back, and you know, being pregnant, I thought I was gonna end up losing my baby, but no, everything turned out to be fine. I had a baby, a really healthy baby. She was really healthy when she was born, and that's where the name Milagros came from, because sometimes I would think that I wasn't gonna end up having her, and then it wasn't an intention that I was trying to lose her or anything, but it's just things that would happen, and you know, I thought it was just gonna be the end of it, that I was not gonna end up having her, but till this day, I do have her, and that's one of the things I thank God for, and that's why I think she's my miracle, because in Spanish, Milagros means miracle, and that's where the name came from, because I know she's a miracle, that she's here with me, that nothing ended up happening to her. She didn't have any bruises or anything, and that's something really that I, that's why I called her Milagros.
Yeah. How did it change you?
It changed me in a big way. I used to see life as a different view before I had my daughter. Like any other teenager, I thought of doing things that were not okay, but after I had my daughter, I stopped everything. I focused on what it was gonna be better for a future for my daughter, what is gonna be, because I can't be the same person I was before. I have someone to watch out for, and I have to be more mature of the choices I make from now on.
Tell me about what family means to you.
Family to me is important. It's everything we have, it's everything we got. But not only family is whoever we cherish, whoever we love, whoever has got in our hearts. It doesn't have to be from a long time, but someone that demonstrates that is there for us, that brings joy into our lives, that is considered family. But I also find family in giving love to my sister. When we had when I was pregnant, she had her baby, and her baby was born with difficulties, and I was there to help her, and I know that a family is all we have, so when times get tough, we all have to be there.
How do you juggle your responsibilities with Milagros and medical field?
Right now, with my baby Milagros, it's a bit hard because she's growing up, and she's growing up to be in the stage where they're walking, they're talking, and right now I've put aside just for a while medical field, because I feel like I have to be there for a little bit longer for my daughter, so she could get some good values in her. But my responsibilities with her and juggling with my jobs it's a bit hard, but I know I could do it, and I'm just waiting for the right time.
What is that made you decide to get into medical field?
I have this passion that I want to go for medical field. It's something I want to do, but after I had my daughter, Milagros, I kind of thought of being a person that's there, that a caregiver when a mother is going into labor. My grandma, she in Mexico, she's also a woman that's there when mothers have their babies. So So, you know, that's probably why I have a little bit of wanting to do that for my future career.
Thank you for your time. You are truly an inspiration to me.
You're welcome.